The producers of this podcast strongly recommend that you do not listen to the following broadcast if you are sober, or if you have any objection to racism, sexism, fascism, ignorance, intolerance, overindulgence, stereotyping, or objectification. Repetitive Trauma Radio reserves the right to accept absolutely no responsibility for the time you will inevitably waste listening to the following drivel.
That's right. Repetitive Trauma Radio and the Honky Tonk Hustlers combine forces to kick off the first official listener contest. Give us a call, toll free, 1-877-697-8723 for a chance to win an autographed Honky Tonk Hustlers CD and poster. Woo! Leave us a message, marking out to the Hustlers. Tell them why you think you should win and how we can contact you. All personal information obtained will remain confidential. Email entries, you can send them to fanmail@repetitivetraumaradio.com. That's fanmail@repetitivetraumaradio.com. And that number again is 1-877-69-RT-RADIO. Woo! It's a Honky Tonk Hustlers. It's Repetitive Trauma Radio. Y'all better get on in here, get some phone calls in here, send some email, and get some. That number again, 1-877-697-8723. Thank you.
Hello, me some Honky Tonk Hustler.
I am absolutely appalled at how much people in this country do not think.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do. And there's no end to it.
Business. I got my wild cherry Diet Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. Yeah, I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling. Something rank is going down up there.
I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself.
Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy!
If you want to complain, tell someone who cares.
Welcome back to another week of Repetitive Trauma Radio. You can catch us at RT Radio Show at Yahoo, www.myspace.com/RT Radio Show. Email us at fanmail@repetitivetraumaradio.com. You can also call us at 1-877-69-RT-RADIO. And which one is it that they can get onto the forum?
It's repetitivetraumaradio.com/forum. Or I think, Miller, can they get to it from the regular website?
Yeah, the big website isn't really working yet, but there is a forum link on the main page.
Right on.
That works.
So what is it? Does your old lady just wait to do dishes until you do the show?
Well, it's not too far from where I'm sitting, and she's not doing dishes. She's just
running water.
Milk and stuff for the kids and blah, blah, blah.
Right on. It's a big day today. Who's going to talk about it first?
What?
The Queen's birthday tomorrow?
No, who? We announced the winner of the Honky Tonk Hustler.
I know. Midget doesn't give a shit about the Queen.
Victoria Day tomorrow. I thought that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a big day today. It's the
Honky Tonk
Hustlers contest.
Yeah, so right. So you need it for me. Miller, we're in America, eh? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's right, eh?
Who the fuck would even care about the Queen's birthday?
He's always slowing up to take.
Well, we do because it's fucking, it makes for a long weekend for us.
Well,
so I don't care whose fucking birthday it is.
It's not even the regular Queen's birthday. It's one of some dead queen from 100 years ago, and we get a holiday out of the deal.
Yeah, you pricks get the Queen's birthday off.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, a dead queen from like 100 years ago. It's Victoria. We haven't had a fucking Victoria in the monarchy for Christ. Yeah, probably 100 years.
What a joke.
Hey, man, if it gives me the fucking day off, I'll celebrate your fucking birthday.
It was probably the one that was queen when Canada became a country or some fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. And they wonder why the economy's in the shit. Everybody's taking fucking days off for irrelevant holidays.
We still get paid for it, so.
Yeah, that costs the companies for you to get paid for it.
Yeah.
He's just jealous.
Yeah. Hey, you're the one that gets fucking Lincoln Log Day off or whatever the fuck it's called.
It depends on what company you work for if you get those holidays off.
Oh, okay.
If you work for technically like a Walmart or Speedway, then you're kind of fucked.
Well, yeah. I mean, but Walmart fucking...
They only close... No, they do. They close for a couple hours on Christmas Day.
A couple hours.
even think they closed the entire fucking day because they reopened at like midnight.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's the same with McDonald's. The only day off McDonald's takes is Christmas Day.
7-Eleven doesn't even take that. They 24/7, literally 365 days.
They get a few hours off on Remembrance Day, I think.
Well, them Hodges are some fucking dedicated motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
So who won the contest?
Well, we don't know yet. We gotta wait till the fucking we get the boys in.
The guy's fine. Yeah, they decide. So they're
gonna be up to them. We've narrowed it down. So we got a few voicemails and a couple of emails. And yeah, I guess we'll have to see who the guys pick. We'll be talking to them soon. I guess I don't know. Are we gonna dedicate this show to the Honky Tonk Hustlers music? At the same time, or?
Sure, I don't care. I'm so fucking hungover. You could be speaking German right now. It don't matter to me either way.
Well, you're coming close. We had a couple of entries from Holland. That's pretty close to or Netherlands. That's pretty close to Germany, I think.
You think?
It's over there somewhere in Europe. It's all a four-hour drive from each other anyway, so.
I'd love to be over there. Just the quality of just having nationalized healthcare would be wonderful.
Yeah, fuck the nationalized healthcare.
Seriously.
They've got some good fucking bars. And speaking of bars, let's go back to Midget's original statement. He's hung over as fuck.
Let's go to just Amsterdam. That's just where we need to go. That'd be my lovely place.
It seems to me when he drops a little comment like that, there's probably a good story behind it.
No, not really.
No, not really. See that? Yeah. He leaves you out to dry.
Yeah. Well, fuck you then. Let's talk about healthcare.
You can understand why now I wish I had.
Talk about healthcare.
Go on.
You're talking over each other. What the fuck? You started doing this yesterday? What's the matter with you two?
I don't know. I mean, just start. All the noises. I'm starting to wonder. He's in a bad shape right now.
He's trying to shit his pants or something.
I think I actually succeeded.
Nice. Again, shit your pants.
That's just a little stain. Brown stain that smells like dung.
Fuck, we spend our time ragging on Miller for pissing his pants, but you've shit your pants probably five times as many times as he's pissed his pants.
Yeah, but I do it in the privacy of my own home. He doesn't get beer at 7-Eleven.
He shits on himself in his own privacy of his own home where there's a bathroom. I don't get that. I don't understand.
You don't understand male thinking. Especially when you like to gamble like I do. You know you got the 50-50 shot here, right? So you just lift up the one cheek and try to squirt it out a little bit, and if it's wet, you gambled wrong.
Yeah, and you keep control over that.
Yeah,
that
you just
push like it's not a full on fuck. If there's anything in there, I'm dumping it all out into my shorts. It's a you give it a little squeak test first, you know.
Just enough. If it is poo, you get a little remnants of poo on your butt cheeks. You can feel it, then you go up and take your dump.
Yeah.
You know, it still happens sometimes when you're walking and you take that dump, a little brown spot gets on your underwears.
Yeah.
Because you don't wipe good enough.
No. You're already on the way. It's already in between your cheeks. As soon as you start moving around, you know, things.
No, I didn't know. I thought just it was like it came after you used the bathroom.
No.
Okay, if it's there before, then
It's just a decision.
Tide pin. One of the Tide pins are great. You just eat right out, and you won't have to hear your wife or girlfriend. That's a pointer for you, pin. Just keep one of those Tide pins on you, so that way your wife ain't got to go, oh, my God.
There you go.
You nasty ass.
Only broads the farting's nasty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Coolest thing in the world. If it wasn't for farting, you'd blow up.
That's it. You know, that's why you got so many fucking uptight cunts out there. They haven't figured out how to release.
Oh, no, I release.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been known to sound off?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. I'll be right up with it. Now, well, do it in public, no. Just when you go off to a little corner or something where nobody's there and you kind of just waft and walk.
Have you ever let one leak out in an elevator?
No.
See, that's fun, just watching the expressions on everybody's face as it slowly hits them.
but you gotta make the expressions too and kind of start looking around at people.
Well, yeah.
Actually cut it.
Yeah, you gotta start blaming everybody else. But you always make sure you're not the first one to make the face.
Oh, gosh. I can just imagine you guys.
The best is going up to like at the mall if you really get a fucking fart. And you know it's going to be quiet when you go up to an old timer and you fart. If he's really old, he thinks he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He starts grabbing his wife by the shirt saying, I think I shit myself again.
Man, you're evil.
I'll wait. Yeah, work. I'll wait until guys are up on the ladder, and I'll go cut an Olympic style fart right next to that ladder, so just the vapors go up to him.
Just wait till it drifts up, and then you see him fucking scrambling, trying to hold onto the ladder and not fall off.
Or getting a scissor lift, go about 30 feet in the air and cut one there, then hit the stop so they can't go down.
Leave them in the middle of the cloud.
Well, you got to sit in the cloud too, but it's well worth it.
Well, yeah, it's your own though. Everybody loves the smell of their own brand.
Oh, fuck no, that! No. Even me, too. I think he'll agree with this one. No. I don't like the waste of mine.
Some ain't bad, but some are. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Some are just like, oh God, that came out of me.
Well, I don't know what the hell you guys are eating. I'll take a bite out of my own brand before anybody else's any day.
Remember that time I actually made you stop the car? You were gagging after that one DJ show. I was holding it all the show, so I didn't fucking scare the chicks off who were coming up for requests and stuff, and I had to let it go finally after the show, and you had to roll down the windows and open up the car. He was gagging. I tasted that.
I love them when they're chunky like that and you can chew them.
Yeah, they're fucking juicy and they just hang in the air. It never hits like any regular taste buds on your tongue. It always in the back of your fucking throat, like right at the very back base of your tongue. So you know it got all the way in there, and that makes you just want to fucking hurl even more.
Them are the type of parts that you want hazmat to come and collect your underwear.
Yeah, no doubt.
The funniest thing ever happens is my dog is so smart. Because I swear to God, she will just rip. I mean, just and just go for it. Just bust it out of her ass. And then she turns around and looks at you like, why did you do that?
Yeah. My dog used to get scared of her own ass. She'd pop one off and then she'd turn around and look at her ass like, what the fuck was that?
No, my older Boston used to fart, and he would get up and walk away, and he didn't stay to linger.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I know that.
Buddy, this is a little girl just looking back at you, like, you fucker, you did that. Like, what? You know, most people say you fart and blame the dog. No, hell no. But dog farts and blames you.
Right on.
I was like, God. Thanks, Ewa. I love the little fucker so much.
Well, yeah.
I got you now. Oh, you fucker.
What are you, swatting cockroaches?
No, I got a tape measure and a CD case. Just entertaining myself.
Yeah.
If I get the tape in there just right, I can pick the fucker up until the goddamn tape breaks. Usually about 6 feet.
Sounds like hours of fun. Jesus.
You'd be surprised how well I can entertain myself.
Idiot.
I hate that fucking movie.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good.
No, there's no fucking point to it. Seriously.
It's funny. It was funny.
I know what funny is, and that sure the hell is funny.
Napoleon Dynamite is not fucking funny. Even, and I can get into some of those stupid comedies that are just so stupid they're funny, but that was one movie that just made me want to fucking throttle that cocksucker. I hate that guy. Fuck.
I hate him. I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell anymore either.
I've never liked Will Ferrell. He's a fucking retard.
See, I like him. Like, he's going to be in this, what is it, Land of the Lost that's going to be coming out. It's him with, God damn it, Danny McBride, who did Eastbound and Down. He also played one of the middlemen pot dealers in Pineapple Express. That looks funny. Really funny.
Never seen him.
You never seen Pineapple Express?
No.
That's one of the funniest movies that's came out. I mean, it's so hilarious.
If I want pot humor, I'll watch Cheech and Chong.
Come on, Mitch. Expand your world.
Yeah, no, Pineapple Express was a pretty decent movie.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that one either. I keep meaning to see it, but haven't yet.
Yeah, it's worth the download if you got the time to wait for it.
Nope.
Well, I know you don't, but fuck. Captain fucking ADD, I thought mine was bad.
No, you can't touch Midget.
Yeah, if it lasts any more than 30 seconds, he's bored with it.
I don't know, I'm watching 1,000 Ways to Die right now. It's pretty hilarious.
Well, okay, that sounds like it might be fun.
Hilarious. Well, they get some fucked up names on how these people die. One guy was all in gauze and everything. Went out for a smoke. The smoke fell on his gauze and he started on fire. Then at the end it said, way to die, number 201, butt fucked.
Yeah, isn't it called that
butt fucked?
Yeah, B-U-T-T.
Yeah, butt fucked. Oh, yeah, I guess that it's kind of for a play on words, but yeah, sounds a little strange.
Ooh, look at that slut. The one that amazed me is they must have listened to the show. But they were doing it a different way. You know how I wanted to do the paddle, so I did the battery charger instead.
And left yourself laying on the fucking garage floor for 2 hours knocked out?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it was. I don't know.
So this dude gets like a cow heart. Apparently, if you put volts to a cow heart, it'll bump.
Really?
Yeah. So he had a battery charger on it, and it was thumping. So he's fucking it, but it wasn't getting enough juice. So he put it right into 110, fucking fried his ass.
Holy Christ. Who thinks of shit like that? I'm going to fuck a cow heart.
A vibrating cow heart, nonetheless.
Crazy.
Yeah, I guess. If you haven't got 10 grand to spend on a real doll.
Isn't that show on Spike, though? I was trying to remember.
What?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
1,000 Ways to Die?
Yeah, they're running a marathon of it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's like, shit. Do y'all even get Spike in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know.
Okay.
I would hope.
Exclusive limited time TV.
Oops, sorry. Didn't know the audio was on.
Bastard.
I'm going to look for that right now. We'll see. Maybe, I don't know, with the
marathon. Dude just got killed by bees. Bees, man. Killer bees.
Fucking hell. Well. So, are we going to get after these guys and give them a call?
Yep. Give them a call after the break, huh?
Yeah. See if we can't figure out who won this fucking contest.
All right. This is Repetitive Trauma Radio. We're back with the guys from Honky Tonk Hustlers, H-U-S-T-L-E-I, Hustler, after this break.
Raise no doubt, ask no questions, or you're gonna find out that this old man, he ain't what it seems. Visit to his house to guarantee bad dreams. He gets that lonely when his life gets hard. Spends his nights in the old graveyard and digging up bones and all that it do. His work's just beginning once you dig it through. You're gonna go walk through this park tonight. You better get ready for a hell of a fight. Bones. At least you love your mama
The Hebrew told the stitch is mighty foul. Ain't no use in asking, I know where it's been. Making him a suit out of human skin and digging up bones and all that and do. His work's just beginning once he digging through. We're gonna go walking through the parts tonight. You better get ready for a hell of a fight.
Popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
He's speaking of shit.
Repetitive.
Drop-off radio.
Man, that's a show that you really need to get into.
I'd rather listen to John Tesh's shit than that.
RT Radio.
If this isn't a fucking granola-eating kumbaya fest.
Traumatizing the world.
I was trying to shove the microphone up my ass.
Why aren't you going
to
be sick?
One download at a time.
It's not going to be like a, you know, one of the time release deals.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
So easy to say that. Oh, I was on the internet.
What stupid thing are you going to utter now?
Haven't you ever been with a fat chick and realized, hey, this would be so much easier with a pile of jack?
Holy Christ, I think I'm in over my head here.
MySpace.com. RT Radio Show.
Tell your friends to download this show.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Fuck that. After I make my million, I forget who the fuck you people are.
I can do nothing but shake my head at this point.
Who calls at somebody's house at 2:30 in the morning?
You want to do blow off my ass?
Oh, wow.
I have a dream.
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Well, I went down to church one day to see if I could try to be redeemed and get myself to heaven when I die. They don't want folks like me. Spent my days in a lake of fire for all eternity. And I've done some things, but the right and wrong, some things that I can't say. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned and drifted far away. The preacher said no hope for me when living my life in sin. The devil came to me and said he was my only friend. Jesus, help me bring me back, I'm falling once again. Evil whispers in my ear saying you will never win. The devil moving in and he don't want to leave. I came home from work last night and I found my wife in bed with that preacher from the church, and this is what it said. Listen, son, the thing to do is to turn the other cheek. Forget, forget, let me go, for blessed are the meek. And it tore me up, it broke my heart, and it made me want to cry. So I went back out to my pickup truck, and I got my 45. Down on his knees, I heard him pray with the gun pressed at his head. The good Lord said, I'm for an eye, and so I shot him dead. Jesus, help me bring me back, I'm falling once again. Evil whispers in my ear saying, you will never. The devil moving in and he don't want to leave.
Stem from the Honky Tonk Hustlers. You can find them at www.myspace.com/thehonkytonkhustlers. You can also get their CD on the merch site from CD Baby.
Yeah, they got t-shirts and posters and everything up sitting up on there.
Take her over, Penn. It's all you, my friend.
Oh, it's all me. Fucking A. All right, well, the boys are in with us, and it's a big day. It's contest day. We're going to go through some of the entries and figure out who won that coveted Honky Tonk Hustler CD. How's it going, boys?
Going good, buddy.
All right, man.
Going real good.
All right. So we got you on a little bit better connection this time. Last time we talked to you, you were on your way back from Florida.
Yeah, man. We've been taking a little break. We've relatively played a couple of local shows, but we're getting geared up to do some more stuff. So, yeah, we get the luxury of using the good old World Wide Web this time.
Right on. Gotta love it. Some days it can be a fickle mistress. She'll be good to you one day and then toss you to the curb the next. We've learned that the hard way ourselves, so.
Yeah, agreed.
When we talked to you last time, I mean, we'll get into this, the contest and stuff fairly soon here, but when we talked to you last time, that was the weekend that you guys got robbed.
Yep, that was the weekend.
What, has anything come of that? Did you figure out who robbed you? Have you had a chance to go out and break some kneecaps or anything since?
Yeah, I know who robbed me. I don't know if this is legal or not, but his name's Brandon Fraser.
Oh, shit. Brandon Fraser, like the dude from Encino Man, the friend of Pauly Shore?
Yeah. He's a fucking asshole. That's why I don't watch his movies anymore.
You're shitting me.
No, I'm serious.
I always knew that guy was a tool.
Are we allowed to put that? Are you? Is it still in court or anything? Or?
I'm just kidding you, man. No.
Oh, fuck.
I can get real.
Nothing happened. I saw these two dudes' pictures in the newspaper, and I thought I recognized them as the guys who robbed me. As a matter of fact, I know I recognized them. I called the cops. I told them, I said, hey, you got these guys in custody? And they said, I'm sorry, we can't do anything about it. And I said, why? They said, because the judge won't prosecute the case because you identified them in the newspaper, therefore your testimony can't be used in court. And since all they got was cash, there's no physical evidence in the courts. They're not stupid enough to confess, so we got no case.
So, but now that you know who the guys are, I mean...
Yeah, I've seen all of his movies. Well, most of them, except for the movies. They suck. I don't like
Son of a bitch. So, I guess, you know, you're from Alabama, so, you know, hometown justice is generally better than anything the courts can serve up anyways.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, that's right.
He don't know nothing.
Perfect. Well, that's good. Well, then maybe we should just move on real quick and carry on with something else. You guys, since the last time we've talked to you, you guys were at Talladega.
Yeah, we're at Talladega, man. We love Talladega. I've been going there for years to watch the races because, you know, I am from Alabama. I am the stereotypical Alabamian. So we love our Talladega racing down here, but we were fortunate enough to get hooked up with a gig down there this time. We went down there and played for a bunch of crazy drunk folks and had a good old time. Yeah, it was a pretty good experience. Could have been better if we got paid more.
Talladega didn't pay well?
Well, you know, it was kind of a fucked up deal. We played for tips, man.
No shit, really?
Our whole code, and we decided to take one for the team and play for tips just to be safe, you know, just to play at Talladega. So
just for the experience.
Yeah, we didn't lose any money, so we didn't get rich either. But that's not why we do this, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, a big event like that definitely get your name out, and gives you a chance to be heard.
Yeah, by a bunch of drunk people who can't remember it 10 minutes later.
That's where the merch comes into play.
Yeah, you're right. We did have a little bit of good merch.
As long as you got your name plastered on all that merch, it's then they have no choice but remember it the next morning.
Yeah. Wake up with a Honky Tonk Hustlers t-shirt, and then they'll have to find out who the fuck you are.
Yeah, what the hell is this t-shirt? What is this?
Right on. Yeah, Midget there, he's been sporting a Honky Tonk Hustlers t-shirt around work and stuff, and you were saying, Midget, all the guys have been asking you who the hell they are, eh?
Oh, yeah. They see the t-shirt, they're digging it. I'm sick of playing your guys' music at work. I've heard it so much now.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing it myself.
Fucking hell, I bet.
I'm just kidding, man.
So did you get a chance, when you get down there, does that give you a free, like, all-access pass? Can you get down into the pits? Or certainly you're able to watch the race.
Well, sort of. The next day, we went back down there, and we had a pretty sweet little hookup with Miller Lite, and they have a little thing called the party deck, and we went down there, and they hooked us up with some free food and a bunch of free beer and some pretty good seats and, you know, tickets and all that stuff. And we had a good parking spot, and, yeah, it was a pretty cool deal. They treated us pretty well.
Right on. A lot of tailgate parties and stuff. Did you guys make the rounds?
Oh, yeah. It's insane up there, man. It's like I'm not sure what the exact figure is. I know on race weekend, it's like the, you know, we got Birmingham, it's a pretty big city, but it's like the second or third largest city in Alabama during race weekend or something.
I think it's about 250,000 people that show up at the track.
Yeah, so it's a whole lot of folks.
And they call the campground Little Saigon because it's rowdy as shit, and there's no telling what you're going to see, you know.
I was gonna say, all you have to do is see a race at Talladega, and you know why everybody comes. I mean, that track is just amazing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we love that.
Lots of good crashes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right on. Did you guys get a chance to see? Most of us here were kind of Bubba the Love Sponge marks, and he was Grand Marshal on Saturday. There, did you guys get a chance to see him or take any of that in?
No, we missed Saturday. We got hooked up for Sunday, but we missed Saturday. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see him.
Yeah, we were playing Saturday, so.
Yeah, we played on Saturday, but we did. You know, we were playing, like, I think we took the stage, like, almost right after the Saturday race ended, and so we didn't get a chance to go to the track on Saturday. We didn't go to the next day.
All right. How long was your set? Now, you said it was more of a casual setting, right? The playing for tips and such? Like, did you have a set amount of time you could play for, or was it more along the party-type atmosphere?
Well, we played for a couple of hours, so we were pretty much given free rein to do whatever we wanted to do. The only rule was I couldn't say fuck, 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 fuck every other song. That's a direct quote. Other than that, we were allowed to do whatever we wanted to do.
Okay, so you spaced that out every three songs then?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just every, you know, yeah.
And he always said fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucks in a row. Yeah, we did that, and we had about 2 hours, and it was just a real loose kind of thing. And folks kind of walking by at first, and then once they, you know, got a good listen, they started gathering a little bit, and you look over here to one side, and it's like a whole bunch of old folks in golf carts, because, you know, the old folks aren't going to walk around. They're going to ride around in a golf cart. We had that crowd, and then there was the younger crowd over to one side, and yeah, as the night went on, we started playing about late afternoon, and it went on into the night, so it was pretty cool.
People passing out in the ditch.
Oh, yeah. Good shit. Oh, yeah. That dude passed out in the ditch in the space right in the gutter. It was pretty sweet.
Right on.
Like a wonderful place.
So by the end of the night, you guys were just about ready to join him in the ditch, I suppose.
Yep,
definitely.
Good deal. So with 2 hours, did you guys just recycle stuff? Have you got a lot of new stuff that we don't have here on the album?
Oh, yeah, we got... Got enough stuff for at least one more album that we haven't recorded yet. We're going to get around to getting back in the studio, you know, as soon as we can. But for now, we're sticking with what we got going. But yeah, we're always writing new material, so we got plenty of originals. And of course, we'll also throw in a few tribute songs for Hank Sr. and a couple of Johnny Cash tunes, you know, stuff like that to kind of fill it out here and there. But we got tons of original stuff. We got, I think there's 14 songs on the record. We probably got 2 or 3 times that many, you know, waiting to go on subsequent albums to get around to it. When we get around to it.
Right on. So it's not going to be too long before we get another, or a new album from the Honky Tonk Hustlers?
Well, it depends on the financial situation. You know, we're basically waiting to cash even on our last one. As soon as that happens, we'll be ready to get going on the second one, because we're not really, you know, making money's nice, but we're more interested in just getting our stuff out there while we can. And once we hit that break-even point, we'll be ready to get back to the studio. So it won't be too long. I've already been talking with the guys in the studio and got things set up, and it's just a matter of time. We're looking at hopefully, within the year, hopefully having another release out.
Within the year, that's all right. Is it a pretty long, hard road?
Yeah, hell yeah it is, because... It's pretty much just a matter of coming up with the funds, you know, for folks like us and being able to get the kind of guys that we want to record the thing and to play on the thing, you know, to add their 2 cents, you know, for example, you know, Andy Gibson and Donnie and guys like that. We want to make sure that we keep the same sound that we've had in the past. And we're also going to get Grady involved in this next one. He wasn't on the last one because he wasn't in the band yet, but... Yeah, unfortunately, the rate's gone up a little bit for us just due to, you know, just inflation all the way across the board and things like that. The production costs of the CDs have gone up, and the recording costs have gone up just a little bit just because, you know, folks got to be able to keep up with the times. And makes it a little tougher for folks on our end, but we'll get it done.
we hope to get our stimulus check here before long, and then we'll do it for free.
Yeah. Letter to our new president and see if he'll help us out.
Yeah, no doubt. Start hitting them up early, and maybe after a good long letter writing campaign, you guys might be able to get $50 out of them or something, eh?
Yeah, we'll have the first government funded honky tonk album with a friend with Badger sticker.
Let's see if you can get a federal grant for education. There you go. That'll get it.
People don't like for their children to be educated in the ways of honky tonk.
Oh, I don't know. That's the kind of shit I'm going to be pushing on my kids. They're going to hate me.
Yeah.
I figure I'll start by making them listen to Britney Spears so that they got something to rebel against, and then they'll actually start listening to the good shit when they hit the teenage years.
I think you're onto something there. I never really thought of that. Dad raised me on like the craziest stuff, like stuff I listen to now, like Black Sabbath, and my dad was a musician who played in those kinds of bands when he was my age. And he raised me on like Black Sabbath was like his favorite band, you know, from the Ozzy years and stuff like that. Of course, you know, Jimi Hendrix and all that old stuff too. It was the old early metal stuff, and as I got older, I got away from that and got into the punk rock scene full on, and it was more, I guess, rebelling or whatever, but now I've kind of come full circle and come back to it. So you may be onto something there, man. Unless they come back to Britney Spears in the future.
Yeah, see, that's the problem when you get older. I know when I hit the teenage years, I did everything I could to stay away from country music because that's what I was raised on, but now that's all I listen to, so
yeah.
I don't know if that's where it kind of kicks you in the ass once they get old enough that you can actually sit down and talk to them. Hey, you don't want them listening to all that bullshit.
Yeah, your kid will be pulling out Britney Spears. They're going to remember, Dad, when we used to listen to Britney Spears together, and you'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, hopefully by then I've had an aneurysm and I'm dead and gone, so.
Just be prepared for the comment. You know, you're going to get a nice, you know, Tony Soprano, he's a fag comment coming out on that one.
Yeah, no shit. Right on. So should we get after this here? Get into the contest a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had a pretty decent response. We got a couple of emails from overseas because, with our toll-free number, people, they can't call from overseas. Did you guys know that you had a really big following over in Europe?
Well, we got a pretty good following over there, and we got some folks over there we keep in contact with pretty regularly, and I think they do all they can to spread the word for us and really keep shit going. So it's kind of surprising that we got such a good following out there, but I'm damn glad to hear it. That's great.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We got a few voicemails, too. A lot of people didn't seem to grasp the concept, though. I don't know whether that was our mistake for not explaining things properly, but anybody listening, if you entered and we don't have your contact info, you're shit out of luck. So, I mean, yeah, you're fucked. The guys are on right now. They're here. They're going to listen. And if they were going to pick your voicemail, well, you're screwed because we can't send you the fucking CD. So that's the way that goes. What do you figure, Midget? What do you want to go to first? The voicemails or?
Oh, I don't know.
Go to the,
yeah, the voicemails are a bunch of fucking retards because people, it's common sense. If you leave a voicemail to your friend or work or something, usually leave a just a number would even help with some of these.
Don't worry, we won't sell it.
That's it. And we had a few of them, but we got it narrowed down. If that's all right with you guys, we don't want to take up too much time.
No, that's cool. Do whatever you guys want to do. Play us what y'all pick. That's cool, huh?
All right. And what do you want to start with? Do you want to hear a voicemail first, or you want me to read you an email?
Let's hear a voicemail. Yeah, voicemail.
All right, a voicemail. Well, here's one of, let me see here. I'll take this one. Here's one of the examples of the wrong voicemail. Because we haven't got a fucking clue who this guy is, but he said he wanted the CD. Here we go.
He'd have left his contact.
Well, that's it. Here we go.
Make it fast. I want that honky-tonk Hustler Kick-Ass CD, damn it. Send it to me today, please. Bye.
Well, that's it. Short, sweet, to the point. He wants the CD, but...
That sounds like Mickey Mouse. Like he's slightly angry.
Hey, maybe he got his nitrous tank and the helium tank mixed up before he called. And
there's like Mickey Mouse that did a metal show the night before, and his vocal cords are recovering.
Here's another voicemail. This one could have done all right, but again, we got no contact information.
This is Jen again. My stupid cell phone hung up on me. My husband wants that Honky Tonk CD, and he thinks I should call because I'm a girl and I have a better chance of getting it. I don't even like country music to begin with, but I've already got three kids whining at me all the time for shit, and I don't need him doing it too, so give him the damn CD so he'll shut up and leave me alone. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, man.
Well, I have a comment to say on that.
I wish I knew she was, so she would totally win.
I think it said her name was Jen, but, you know, our songs wouldn't make her husband bitch at her or fuss at her. It'd make him want to murder her, so it's a good thing he didn't get the CD.
If he got listening to the song that you wrote there, Stemp, I don't know, he might be thinking twice.
I thought that was great, man.
So, but we got no phone number. We got nothing. No email, so sorry, lady.
Yeah, we're not psychic friends.
Actually, I am, but it takes too much out of me if I was to employ my power.
Yeah, we wouldn't want you to fall over in the middle of it here at RT Radio. We've got a pretty shitty insurance policy, so.
I had sex with Miss Chloe once, but it still don't make me a psychic.
Here's one of the emails we got from over the pond, so to speak. I think you guys are familiar with this girl here. Her name's River Girl. I remember seeing a comment or two that she'd posted on your blog, on your MySpace.
Yeah, we know her.
But she wrote, she says, "Hi there. I want to enter the Honky Tonk Hustlers contest with this mail. I'm living in the Netherlands, so calling you would be a bit too expensive. I did figure out the best reason for me to win the HTH stuff. The 22nd of May is my birthday, and I would love to have it as a present. It would be the best present ever. I know it's hard to believe that a CD and a poster would be the best present, but it's true. I always get shitty presents. For example, one time I really did not want to get a new fish for my pond because some stupid bird kept eating them. But what did I get? Surprise, fish. They were eaten the same day, but at least the bird had a good day. Last year I got flowers. Nice. Yeah, not. They were dead before I could put them in a vase. Even as a kid, it was bad. Instead of toys, I got sweaters and socks. So you see, I really deserve a good present this year, and the fact that you could not refuse a girl's wish for her birthday makes me a winner. Love and overseas greetings, Linda." And she left her contact information, which was good. Thank you. And so, yeah. Oh, she says, "By the way, thanks for this contest. I just love those guys."
Yeah, she's great, man. She's great. That's awesome. That's a good one.
So we got that one. What do we got? Another voicemail. This one came in last minute. I had already talked to you last night, and I guess this one came in yesterday afternoon. And I hadn't had a chance to hear it. So I'm going to have to cut it short because the guy actually left his contact information. And so I got to watch and make sure I don't play his phone number over the air here.
Hey, I think I ought to win the Honky Tonk Hustlers package there. I do everything I can for T Jr. and them. We got them booked for Ohio in September. Big fan, man. Pick me. 740.
Well, there it is.
No.
Well, we know he's in Ohio.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in Ohio he could be.
So we'll leave that one at that. There's our other voicemail. Let's see. We got, I'll get into it one more here.
He didn't tell us why he should have won, you know?
No, he didn't. Well, he says he does everything he can for you guys. So.
Oh, he didn't tell us why. Sorry.
So I guess he's a real good friend for you fellas to have, eh?
Yeah, indeed, man. Most definitely.
There you go. And we got one more. I don't want to get this guy's name wrong. I think his name's Otto, and I think the rest of it's his last name. I'm not sure because he's also in the Netherlands. He says, "It's hard to tell why I should win the Honky Tonk Hustlers Listeners Contest. There must be a lot of fans out there all craving to win this contest. I hope to win this contest because I think the chance is very little that I'll see them live sometime. I live, after all, in a very small town in the Netherlands. But if they land somewhere in the Netherlands sometime, be sure that I'll be there. This is one of the best outlaw country bands of all time, and it's a shame that such music and such bands are so underappreciated. I hope they'll get the appreciation they deserve and be able to make some good music for many years. But coming back to why I should win this competition, I'd rather have them perform live in the Netherlands, but if not, this could ease the pain a little. Keep up the very good work, and maybe I'll go down to church this Sunday to see if I can try to be redeemed and go to heaven when I die. And that's from Otto, a.k.a. the King of Fools.
Oh, man, making it hard on us now. That was great.
Yeah.
So there you go. Outside of that, yeah, the rest of it's all no contact information. I mean, I can throw one more at you.
Come on, people. Leave your contact information.
Hey, T. Jr., pull out his psychic powers.
No kidding. I'm really low right now. You could kill me.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Need to get a couple more shots of wild turkey or something in you.
Yeah.
It'll get you fired up a little better. Here's one more random voicemail. I didn't have this one marked, so I don't think there's any contact information.
Hi, I would like to have the Honky Tonk Hustler CD sent to me, please. Thank you very much. Bye.
I think that was horrible.
Well,
myself, I think that's guys cheating, thinking that having a chick call in is going to give him a better chance.
We already heard that once.
Did I play that one already?
Yeah, we already heard one that like just straight up said, I hate country music, but I don't want to see you, so my boyfriend will leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So,
she didn't leave her contact information. So.
That's it. So we kind of got screwed.
And she mispronounced our name, too.
Yeah, it's Hustlers, not Hustlers. Yeah. So.
Hustler.
All right, so what do you think, guys?
I'm torn, man. I like the honesty of the girl that called in and said, fuck country music, I hate it, but I had one, it's my boyfriend, so don't fuck off. I like that. But River Girl and Otto, they're real convincing. I'm torn
it's
here.
It's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah. It's River Girl's birthday, man, and she had shit birthday, obviously, for a long time. But...
Yeah, I wouldn't want her to have to get fish again this year.
But, you know, Otto's, his was good, too.
Yeah, he even quoted lyrics to you.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think that maybe, man, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's come down between those two, because let's see, man. Can we call a tie?
Yeah.
Or is that a contest? You can do whatever you want. I say you flip Grady. Heads, the broad wins. Feet up, the auto wins.
Not here. He's not here.
Yeah, he's the smallest guy in the band. It'd be real easy enough for you to give him a toss.
I don't know. Grady's pretty feisty. It might be more difficult than you think.
I get a little fire in his belly.
Yeah, that's right. They always underestimate us scrawny fuckers.
Man, I don't know, dude. What do you think?
Well, how would you work that if you call a tie? Then, I guess we could just chop the CD in half.
I get that.
Yeah, they can get together.
That's right.
And make the CD fade.
they got duct tape in the Netherlands, don't they?
I don't know how that works. I think I feel on this one, we're going to have to go with River Girl, man.
Yeah.
Otto, man, we appreciate it, and we love you to death. And if you'll fucking email me your address, I'll send you one anyway.
Oh, well, shit, there you go. There it is. So River Girl it is.
Yeah. Happy birthday, River Girl.
Happy birthday.
And we have a wiener. Perfect.
So I have to ask, are you all playing in Ohio in September?
Yeah, we are, actually. We're playing a place called Gibby's on September the 4th in Ohio.
Wait a minute. Gibby's? Where at in Ohio?
in a town called Circleville.
Oh, my God. That is, like, literally 2 hours for me.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
Yeah, because I'm in Huntington, West Virginia. I used to live in South Point, Ohio, and actually I lived for a while in Columbus, so I know that area quite well.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to be coming up there for just a short run, heading through that way and heading back down and making a big loop. But, yeah, Circleville, Ohio, Gibby's on September the 4th.
Cool. September.
Right on. So you going to be down there, Kelly?
I'll try, depending upon, you know, what scheduling stuff I have.
You guys got to watch. Kelly's been known to burn a wheel or two with band members after the show.
Oh, no.
We'll have Kelly with us. You know, it'll be all right. We're both married, so my wife would beat me with a damn stick. But I might like that, though. So, yeah.
There you go. Right on. You got married after writing a song like you did, Stemp?
Yeah, I did.
Bloody hell.
I didn't marry the one about this that was in the song. But,
well, no, she's in your backyard.
That's right.
Exactly. Where he used to live.
After a long time.
So anything else, guys? Miller, did you have anything you wanted to talk to the guys about while we got them on?
Not really, no. I was just wondering about the next album, but you guys covered that. So sometime the next year, that'll be cool. Get some new material out, something new to listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys have been extremely accommodating for us. I know today was a bit of a clusterfuck trying to get things organized to get you in here. And we definitely appreciate you coming back on. We certainly are hoping to talk to you again in the future. We definitely like having you on the show. So.
Cool. We'd love to be back anytime, man. Most definitely.
And just to give the information out, one more time, myspace.com, the Honky Tonk Hustlers. That's spelt with an A. It's not Hustlers. It's their, they don't work for the magazine. So
H-U-S-T-L-A-A, Hustlers.
That's right. And you guys have got, oh, you were telling me there, T, about you've got some new shirts up on your merch site, right?
Yeah, we do. We got a new shirt order in. For the folks out there that are familiar with our album cover, it's got the album cover skull on it. It's full color shirt. It's got a front and back print design on it, and they're available on our website at honkytonkhustlers.com. You can go check those out and see if you're interested. And, yeah, new shirts. We're looking to get some more stuff here pretty soon, too. So, yeah, everybody keep up with the website here and there and keep your eye on the merch store. We'll be putting new stuff out all the time.
Both those sites, like on your MySpace, on the your regular website, all the links for, say, CD Baby, iTunes, everywhere they can get your music, they'll find the links on there, right?
That's right.
Yeah, on the website, on the store, it's got links to iTunes, CD Baby, and everything.
Perfect. Good deal, guys. Stay well. Thanks a lot for coming in, and congratulations once again to River Girl. We'll be getting after it, get in touch with her, and we'll be talking to you guys real soon about how we can go ahead and get that out to her.
Sounds good,
buddy. Nice to talk to y'all again.
All right, cheers, man. Repetitive Trauma Radio will be back after this.
When you say that you love me and you need your space, then you disappear for days and you don't leave a trace. I'm tired of your shit and your evil ways. Your lying and your cheating are leading me to an early grave. You don't know how. Get my revenge, hell-bent on destruction is a plan for my end. Cheating, oh, you're taking me down. Tonight I'm gonna put you underneath my ground. And them cheating hoes will like me. They're fun for a fuck, but they're not for keeps. Heartache comes when their love turns them cheating.
cheating hoes are gonna burn. Your untrue love, it told me otherwise. You lied to me and turned my heart to stone. I caught you fucking my best friend. Now I'm drunk and all alone. You thought your cheating ways wouldn't bite your ass, but now you're laying 6 feet underneath my grass. And you cheating whores, oh, all I mean.
Repetitive Trauma Radio. We'll make shoving an ice pick in your ear feel soothing. Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Took a shiz with a Z.
Yeah. It stunk so bad I couldn't even hit the fart fan. I didn't want to take the chance of an electrical spark starting a fireball.
Fucking hell.
Wonder if that's ever happened.
Probably. I mean, methane gas is flammable. You can light your farts.
Yeah. I saw a kid actually catch his pants on fire. This is, you should know not to light your fart if you're actually tacky enough to wear corduroys.
Or if you got a hairy ass.
Well, most of them was on school bus and stuff, and it's through your pants. But, yeah, he kind of, corduroys just kind of went whoosh. It was funny.
All right, Miller, it's your favorite time of the show.
Time to talk about some news stories we found interesting or funny while we were drunk.
Da, 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 da.
Associated Press, Amish teen ticketed for having beer and buggy. Leon, New York, police cracking down on rowdy Amish youth ticketed a teenager for having beer in his horse-drawn buggy when they pulled him over in Western New York Road. They said the 17 was charged with underage possession of alcohol after he was stopped by deputies late night 40 miles south of Buffalo. The teen admitted to drinking beer but passed a field trip.
Field sobriety test?
I don't even know what that fucking word is because I never is that.
You never is that.
Yeah. Grammar's not your strong point. Eh.
I think we proved that week after week. Another man in the buggy, a 22-year-old, was charged with providing the beer. Both are scheduled to be arraigned. Patrols were stepped up after Amish elder property was vandalized when he was confronted youths about their drinking and listening to the radios. What kind of a dickhead cop busts the Amish?
I'm so wasted!
A bored one? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what led him to pull over a horse and buggy in the first place? How the fuck does that happen?
You know it ain't speeding.
Then that would have been funny.
Yeah, they're not weaving unless the horses are drunk, too.
Unless he was stuck behind him and he was on his way to a fucking Tim Hortons or something. Gotta go get his coffee and donuts.
Oh, well, man.
But, I mean, how the fuck can you get nailed for driving drunk on a horse and buggy anyways? Because the horse knows his way home. So you could just drop the reins and let the fucker go to sleep.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, they had that down in Texas. They tried to bust a guy for drunk riding a horse.
I mean, I guess it could, because you are still kind of in control of the horse. If you're sitting there kicking the fucker in the ribs, he's going to take off running. You can bowl some people over or something, but...
Yeah, but my interpretation of the law is a motorized vehicle.
Yeah. You can get nailed for driving drunk on a bicycle, though, too.
How? It's not motorized.
Well, I've heard... There was a guy... I'm going to have to look up that story so that I can send it to you. But there was a guy years ago who got busted for driving drunk or riding drunk on a bicycle. And the judge made him go and get a driver's license so that he could take it away.
That makes zero sense.
Absolutely. I'm not telling you it's right or anything else, but it happened.
What country was this in?
Shit, I don't even remember. For some reason, I think it's in Europe, though.
Well, those fucking bastards. Just like this story, Associated Press. Rich Norwegian fined $100,000 for drunk driving.
$100,000 for driving drunk?
Well, it's closer to $110,000, but...
Jesus.
A rich Norwegian had been ordered to pay $100,000 fine after driving his car 400 yards while drunk. 400 yards ain't very far. Police stopped the 49 man in October near the airport for Southern Norway's, I ain't even fucking trying. Test showed that his blood alcohol content was 0.188%.
Doesn't that make you legally dead?
0.1? No.
0.188. That's like 0.2, almost.
Yeah. You're close to passing out, but you ain't fucking legally. Norway's maximum is 0.02. The man pled guilty in court. Norwegian court set drunk driving fines based on the income and personal wealth.
Now that's a good
sign. Wow, that is good.
Yeah, that's cool.
The ruling said the man's income is $117,000. His personal wealth is $36.6 million.
Oh fuck! That's like telling you got to pay a $50 fine.
$50 is $50, man.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, it's nothing to him. Yeah, 36 some odd million, and he's got to pay $100,000? Fuck. Doesn't even notice that.
Fuck that. That's...
It's a big number to you and me, but if you've got 36 fucking some odd million dollars, what's $100,000?
Nothing.
Like, what percentage of that is...
What's point? It's fucking retarded that it's based off of that.
That's something that your wife blows when she's shopping.
Hey, what?
$100,000.
$100,000, yeah. If you watch anything with the house, some of these women, that are married to these guys that's wealth is that high, then yeah, they'll blow $100,000 on a shopping excursion.
It won't even bat an eye.
Nah.
Well, that's when you take them to Saudi Arabia. It's legal for you to bitch slap your old lady if she overspends.
Nice. Now you got talking that.
Now you got talking that.
Well, think about it.
But it's my dog, man.
You have your microphone to have one of those like sponge things around it, because this can like capture all that. See? You crack me up with the hee-hee-hee-hee-hee you get when you laugh or you're tickled.
That's some funny shit. It was a good fart. Now he's puking.
Yeah. Not hurting anyone but himself.
Yeah, gotta love it.
That I was listening to that last night.
That would have made me laugh fucking if I'd have done it myself. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to get a giggle. But I wouldn't have even thought to put that. That's what always kills me with Bubba, with his thing where, like, rub it, you rub the phone on your. I'm going, okay, what's the point? You know,
I can't believe that's the first place your mind went to. Is now you got to talk in that.
Yeah. He was talking about how it was legal, and that, I mean, the horrible one that hazmat was going to be called in because he was gagging just with the smell of it. And you put it that mic that close to it.
Yeah. Oh. Kelly, I put the mic that close to it, to be honest with you.
Shoot.
Don't have
you
to.
You really like to punish yourself, don't you?
At least you know it's exit only because he's got a tight asshole. You heard how much that squeaked.
Yeah.
At least you know he's straight.
I would never, I mean, that would be the one thing that would shock the holy fuck out of me is if Midget ever claimed, like, no, I like anal sex. I mean, literally, I'd be bowled over. I mean, that.
I wouldn't be surprised if he dug on a knuckle or something.
Only mine. In there. The best piece of ass I ever had is when my finger slipped through the toilet paper.
Tristan, how about the good Charmin stuff, the nice sticker?
And he strikes me as the kind of guy, though, that would stick his finger in there and then sniff it.
No, I will run my hand down my crack and shake somebody's hand, though.
Oh, that's it. What, shit.
From Mallrats.
Mallrats, yeah. Gotta love Kevin Smith.
I have been known to do that. And your hand does stink for 3 fucking days.
Jesus.
Ugh. No amount of turpentine takes it off.
That's horrible. You do that so just for the... That's when you know a true comedian, that he would go that far for a joke to get a laugh and get somebody, that he is willing to sacrifice the smell of his hand for 3 days. He's the martyr of comedians.
I'm all about smiting people. Dude, just one right in the jugular. Associated Press. Cops, woman tries to shave 1,000 from Walmart. Talk about razor burn. A woman was charged with grand theft after authorities said she shoplifted more than $1,000 in razor blades from Sarasota, Florida Walmart store. A Manatee County Sheriff Office reported the 29-year-old woman was seen on surveillance video with another woman stealing the blades. The women were arrested on Sunday on an unrelated petty theft charge and have been released on $2,000 bond. The second one has not been identified. How hairy is your bush if you have to steal $1,000 worth of fucking razors?
Holy Christ.
Well, it'd be easier. What? You just need a case of Gillette Mach 3s.
Was she fat?
Yeah, they always throw that in the police report. Fat bitch.
Well, I was thinking maybe there was some surveillance photos or something included in the article. I don't know.
Now you're thinking I put way extra effort in this, man. I don't put that much effort in this.
All right. Well, it's my fault for thinking that you actually put something into it.
That's why I hate tourists and people who want to go see other fucking lands. Reuters, lost tourist search turns up 7 corpses. A rescue team, which failed to find a missing visitor at a tourist hotspot in northern China, got a nasty surprise when it stumbled upon 7 corpses instead. The team had been scouring the peaks around Tashan Mountain in Shandong province.
Sorry, I just love...
Did you hear that one too?
No.
No, missed that one.
Oh, that's going to be caught in my chair. It'll come up in about a half hour. For the Beijing tourist who vanished on April 28th, Quill Evening Post said, "We accidentally found 7 corpses during a search over the past few days," and the newspaper quoted one of the rescuers saying. The report did not, however, say the 7 men may have died or know who they were. The tourists are still missing. If you're missing, fuck you guys. Seriously. Stay in the States or stay in Canada. There's no need to go to fucking foreign countries.
Yeah, you got plenty of shit in your own goddamn backyard. You need to be traipsing all over the goddamn world just for some fucking, for the status of, oh, I went here and I saw this. Fuck. It's all a matter of keeping up with the fucking Joneses.
Yeah, I just got too much money to spend. It's not a good vacation unless you fucking spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or some fucking thing.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. I mean, like, look at things like, I don't know, fuck, go to fucking Deadwood. You know, look at the history and the stories that surround areas like that. The Old West ghost towns, shit like that. I mean,
cool.
And what do you got? A few hours fucking drive. I mean, to drive from the East Coast to the West Coast, what is it? Tops 2 days, 2.5 days?
Roughly.
Something like that.
You
know?
So you go it's directly across one coast to the other and back again, making all the stops in between. You got yourself one hell of a good fucking week and a half vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the same thing here. You could start at one end of fucking Canada and go to the other and back again, and you got yourself one hell of a fucking vacation. And there's everything in between. You've got beaches, you've got fucking, I don't know, you got your mountains. Well, look at just the geographics of the entire fucking country. You know, you can see absolutely everything from one end to the other and never leave your home fucking country.
I'd take a fucking plane ride through Saskatchewan, though.
Yeah. Little single-engine Cessna.
That place was horrible. Oh, I remember that one DJ show we had. We took that lower highway, not the Trans-Canada, but the number 2 or something. And Christ, that was boring.
Yeah.
There was, like, maybe a tree every, like, 5 or 10 miles. But yeah. It hadn't been like a cloudy day. If it hadn't been a cloudy day, we would have gone nuts.
Yeah.
So it's like driving through Kansas.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it'd be the same thing. It's just fucking... But still, I mean, even there in Saskatchewan, they got a town called Gopherville.
Huh.
So, I mean, you got something to stop and see. Look at that. Great fucking vacation. Got a bunch of gophers running around. Take the family.
Take 22.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That'd be the eye roll that would be on me. My husband's like, let's go to Gopherville. I'd be like, are you fucking crazy?
We went to Gopherville on one of our family vacations. Shut up.
Oh, Jesus.
It was awesome. They had a little train, and the dude driving the train was dressed in a gopher suit.
Oh, my God.
Poor bastard.
His ass just had a principal.
In the middle of a prairie summer, fucking driving a goddamn train around with a bunch of screaming little kids dressed in a fucking gopher suit.
Jesus.
I feel for him. Is that down for the worst job ever?
That's just borderline suicidal.
Yeah. I don't know. But so Saskatchewan out of the picture still. You don't need to fucking go across the seas. You don't have to go to fucking Taiwan or anything else. Ooh, if you go to places like that and you end up in a fucking shallow grave, it's your own goddamn fault.
Bingo.
Yeah.
End up in a prison because you don't know the fucking rules. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Or somebody fucking stuffs some drugs into your luggage or whatever to fucking try to get it over the border or whatever, and you didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
And you face life in prison or death for it.
A couple of real movies have been made on that subject.
Yeah.
You don't have stuff drugs and just put dog biscuits or dog food in their fucking bag.
You get the dogs going crazy after you.
make their life a living hell.
Yeah. Never thought of that. I'm going to try that.
Lord.
Well, if I got nothing in the bag except dog food, fuck, right on. I'm sure they're trained, though, to ignore dog food.
Yeah, they are.
Because, I mean, I did that with my dogs. Christ, just in teaching them how to stay, I'd get my buddies come over and offer them fucking food to get them so that they would learn how to stay no matter what until I released them.
Yeah. Now, what's bad is, what kind of dogs did you have?
I had a shepherd and a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Well, two shepherds, I guess, but yeah.
I'm on my third Boston Terrier, and most of them's been good. Like, Brutus was hard to train because he was deaf. But Sasha is so funny because she'll pretty much only listen to me. And I didn't know that. I mean, now this is the first girl dog I've ever owned. I didn't know if that's common with girls or not.
No, usually a female will take more to the male of the household, but you're the one that's home.
Yeah.
You're the one that's with her all the time. And I would imagine that you've got no qualms about giving your old man shit on a regular basis either.
Nah.
So she's going to see who the alpha is within your pack.
Yeah, I guess I see your reasoning there.
Chances are you're probably the boss in the house.
Yeah, I do wear the pants.
As much as he likes to ruffle his feathers and stomp around, chances are you're probably the boss, because that's generally the way it goes.
Yeah.
A guy can figure he's got as strong a pimp hand as he wants, but, you know, you cut off the puss and he's going to be on his knees doing whatever the fuck you want.
You telling me Kelly wears the strap on at that house?
And more or less, I guess that's what I was saying, yeah.
The pants.
This is bigger than all your fucking body.
What else you got?
Still a little pie-eyed.
What'd you do last night? I talked to you last night. You didn't sound that bad. I could tell that you were a few beers into it, but you weren't fucking hammed or nothing.
Oh, time you talked to me, I already had an 18 down.
Well, yeah, like I say, a few beers into it. You weren't fucking so done. I would have climbed into a vehicle, gone for a ride with you.
Your life.
Well, fuck. He wasn't that trashed. I mean, he still had his fucking head about his shoulders. I've driven with way drunker. I drove with you, Miller. That's how I fucking lost my goddamn license.
That's what I was thinking.
You know? Put my car upside down on a fucking snowbank.
I like Pin's definition of how trashed you are. Well, I'll still get in the car with you. You ain't that trashed.
Yeah. That's how I judge it. If I would be, I realize the risks. Yes, you're fucking too drunk to drive, but if I look at you, I remember I'm the guy that would grab a box of fucking beer, put a brick on the gas pedal, and sit on top of the fucking vehicle. Doing figure eights in the middle of a fucking field. So, you know, I got a little bit of a different perspective on how drunk you are to drive. But anyways.
Different. I mean, if you get in my car, if you drink one drink, okay. But if you drink more than one, fuck no, you're not getting the keys. I'm not seven behind the wheel of my 2009 Toyota Matrix.
My hometown, I know he's still alive, but there's a guy who could be so completely smashed that he couldn't get out of his fucking chair. And I would still get into a vehicle and drive with him. He is never he's got to be close to 70 now. He has never been in any type of an accident. I don't think he's ever driven a day sober in his life.
You know what's funny? It's my sister. The only wrecks that she's got into driving has been when she is sober. That's it.
And you remember, Miller, you remember Larry Thornhill?
Oh, yeah, Larry, yeah.
And you remember
a freak of nature, though. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he got arrested for drunk driving, and his blood alcohol level was that of someone who should be legally dead, and he was still functioning and driving perfectly.
Yeah.
The only reason he got busted was because his fucking muffler was out of whack or whatever. It was fucking, well, he had no muffler, basically. So that's the only reason he got stopped, but he was supposed to be legally dead. His alcohol level was so content, whatever blood alcohol level was so high.
Yeah, that's probably just half cut for him, too.
Yeah. You know, that's nothing for him. So, you know, it's not a bit of wonder my perception of how trashed you are as to whether I get into a vehicle with you is a little bit skewed.
You're a little bit skewed sometimes, so.
I guess so.
It's understandable.
Can't argue that.
Nope. Did he piss off?
I think he left.
No.
He better shit himself.
I just watched a guy just have a boat or kill himself off.
Yeah, by strapping a fucking sausage to his leg or something. I'm watching this trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Oh. I think lurch for this long-winded motherfucker. BBC America. Man sought prostitute for son 14. Father who asked an undercover police officer posing as a prostitute to take his 14-year-old son, Virginia, had been given a suspended prison sentence. Oh, the man from...
He's just looking out for his son.
Nottingham, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was given 10 months suspended. He admitted trying to solicit a woman to have sex with a child. I ain't reading the rest.
Kid's not a child. He's 14 years old.
Well, I mean, yeah, like against the state of consent or whatever it is in each one, the age. Well, yeah.
Nottingham, or I'm assuming that's like England or something.
Yeah. Okay, here I'm looking at the story. Listen to what the judge had to say about this. What you were doing that night was to expose your 14-year-old son to a prostitute because you didn't know she was a police officer. You have a duty to care for your son, and that is to look after his moral welfare, not, as you might think, to break him into the ways of sex through a prostitute. Well, why the fuck not? The kid's 14. Do you want him to be knocking up some other fucking 13-year-old, or do you want him to fucking go to a professional and learn how to do it right?
Do you think you're that big of a loser that you have to buy him a hooker, though?
That's what I wondered. I was like, Jesus Christ. Give him some time there.
Yeah, let him learn from a fucking professional.
I wait the day that my son buys me a prostitute.
First, you got to get us. Aren't you? Haven't you been banned by law from reproducing yet?
No.
Still in court, is it?
No. The mothers just disappear with the kids, and they know I'm too late to go find them.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I have a Puerto Rican ass baby somewhere.
God. Well.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Repetitive Trauma Radio.
All right. Short but sweet.
Like a freight train with no brakes.
Why? For God's sake, why?
This has been Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Repetitive Trauma Radio, traumatizing the world one download at a time. Executive producer, host, defender of the Maple Leaf, and wannabe Fred Norris, Penn. Host, self-proclaimed superstar, diva and king shit, the asshole, formerly known as a midget, Wade Jordan. IT services, fan outreach, conflict resolution, and contributing voice of reason, Lurch. Senior editor, conspiracy theorist, and drunken shenanigans, courtesy of Miller. Keeping RT Radio from being a total sausage fest, our audio technician, political analyst, and resident hottie, Kelly. Visit the Repetitive Trauma Radio's websites located at rtradio.podomatic.com, repetitivetraumaradio.com, myspace.com/rtradioshow. Email the staff at rtradioshow@yahoo.com. Give us a call at 877-697-8723. That's 877-69-RT-RADIO. Folks, that's it for this week. On behalf of the entire Repetitive Trauma Radio family, thanks so much for listening. This is Indy. See ya.